Rabbi Rosai, we're going to dedicate the Divrei Torah to the Ilui Nishmas of the cousins of the Gymnasians, Yitzchak Ben Yecheskel Chaim, who was just buried today, just now, in Eretz Yisrael. We're now right before Pesach, a couple of weeks before Pesach, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the minhag to give Kimcha de Pischa, to give Mos Chitim, which usually meant that they would give kernels of grain or flour for people who are in need to be able to have matzahs for Pesach. Today we don't give the kernels of flour so much, we collect money to help people for the basic needs for Pesach. It's interesting that by Purim, by Matonus Lavyonim, it's a chova, it's an actual obligation to give. Here it's considered a minhag. That's why the Magen Avraham writes that on Purim, you can't give, the money you give from Matonus Lavyonim can't be from Meiser money. People give Meiser a tenth of their income for tzedakah, that's only if it's not an obligation. When it's an obligation, then you don't give from Meiser money. So Purim, it's an obligation. But Rav Avadi, that's what the Shalosh says. But the Rav Avadi pointed out that on Pesach, it's just a minhag, so then you could give even from the Meiser money for Pesach. The Dershu Mr. Bruce quoted from Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that if you have a community, they could put a tax. They say everyone in the community has to give a certain amount for the for Pesach, for the money for Pesach, for Kimcha de Pischa. Shlomo Zalman points out that many people today don't live in certain communities like that, so it's not a very organized collection. So then Rav Shlomo Zalman said you could even give, so then it's not an obligation, but of course it's a great thing to help people out, so then you could even give the money for the Mos Chitim from the Meiser money as well. So Bez Hashem, we're collecting here for Aniyim in the New York area. Anyone wants to participate to help with Aniyim in the New York area for the basic needs for Pesach, it's a great mitzvah.